Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 20th, 2026. Today is Friday in the fourth week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it, and God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Here ends the reading. If part of today's reading sounded remarkably familiar to you, there's a reason. The appointed passage for today spans the last few verses of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians and the first few verses of the 13th. Sometimes it's helpful to remember that the entire chapter and verse system was an addition to the biblical text. Chapters weren't introduced until the early 13th century. Numbered verses in the Old Testament were added in the mid-15th century. And numbered verses in the New Testament weren't added until the mid-16th century. The Geneva Bible, published in 1551, was the first Bible to include all of the chapters and verses for both Testaments. The reason I mention this is that while chapter headings and verse numbers make locating passages easier, sometimes they break up the text in ways that disconnect verses from each other. Disconnect verses from their context. Such is the case of what we know as the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, sometimes called the love chapter. We will read the remainder of 1 Corinthians 13 tomorrow, and if you've ever been to a wedding, you will likely remember the cadences of Paul's exhortations about love. But it's helpful to remember that this poetic bit of prose was not written to be a standalone treatise about romantic love between two individuals. Paul wrote these amazing words within the context of attempting to bring a divided and conflicted congregation into right relationship with each other. As we've heard, they were conflicted about who they valued as teachers. They were conflicted about whether or not Paul was even an apostle. They were conflicted about how to hold each other accountable. They were conflicted about dietary practices and about religious practices. There was classism within the ranks. And apparently, people were in competition about who was the most spiritually gifted, who had the most spiritual gifts. And this undoubtedly had led to some power plays within the congregation. So, in what we call chapter 12, Paul of 1 Corinthians, Paul deploys the metaphor of the church as the body of Christ to draw these disparate perspectives and parties back together. The connective tissue that will heal divisions and bind up the tears in fellowship, the more excellent way, says Paul, is love. And when Paul uses the word love, he is not talking about a warm fuzzy. He is talking about adopting a stance of self-sacrifice for the benefit of the other. He is talking about the gospel perspective of Jesus. Let the one who would be the greatest among you be the servant of all. As a good priest friend of mine says often, love has a look to it. And that look is all wrapped up in how we practice our faith in the world at large and in the local congregation as well. The way I like to say it is that the local congregation is where we get to practice showing Christian love in real time. The local congregation is the proving ground of how well or how not well we are growing in our capacity to love our neighbor as ourselves. So what, says Paul, if you can speak in tongues or heal the sick or prophesy? If you can't love your neighbor, you may as well be a noisy gong, all noise, but without any melody. In other words, Paul is asking the Corinthians, you think you're so spiritual? Check on how you're getting along with each other before you get too full of your own self-assurance. Over the years, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to who left the church and rejected the gospel, not because of a theological or intellectual difficulty, but because they saw no evidence that the people sharing the pews with them from Sunday to Sunday loved each other in any discernible way. All these centuries later, and still, the best gauge of any congregation's health is not their budget or the number of people in the pews for worship or the amount of outreach activities they undertake. All these things are well and good, but the best gauge remains, how are they getting along with each other? In all sorts of ways, large and small. All these centuries later, love. Love. It's still the more excellent way. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.